producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got some kind of equipment problem. They're switching out equipment right now, switching out mics right now. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens are on the ground in Chicago at the secret black site, not on City Records. We went to Google Street View. It's got listings of what's owned, what's public. It's public sidewalks running up and down the street. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers. CJ can narrate, and I can narrate for listeners. But it's West. What's that street called? West Fillmore?
It's West Fillmore Street, according to the maps.
Okay, you can see a bank right there.
Yeah, there's a public sidewalk around the bank, and it doesn't appear to be a private credit union. It appears to be a public bank.
And then there's a side, but it doesn't matter. It's listed as a sidewalk.
Exactly.
They do have the street barricaded once you get to that checkpoint. So I guess the city has the power to do that, but not to tell our people to get off even the sidewalk by the bank. They just cannot do that.
Well, the funny this right here, Josh was doing research about just this general area where this is, where the Hammond Square location is, and this is one of the most dangerous places. 1 in 12 people I hear get shot.
That's right. That area is the most dangerous place in America. Chicago's the most dangerous, and then that's the most dangerous of the most dangerous.
Yes, this is the most dangerous little neighborhood right here in all of America.
And see how they use the fact that it's so dangerous to go, well, we got to secretly interrogate people. Yeah, but it's not fixing it, is it?
Nope. It's still happening.
The answer is arm everybody in Chicago, and these thugs will all be dead in about a week.
The war on drugs made drugs worse. their war on this out here is making it worse.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, I don't want you to freeze to death. I want you to get back in the car and warm yourself up. Did the folks, the police, start to circle you? Did they back off for now?
It's hard to tell because so many people out here, like I said, I mean, that's what I heard too before I came out. There's a lot of undercover operations that happen through here. And you see regular cars with people in regular clothes, so it's hard to tell. Like, at this point, you kind of can't trust anyone. You have to assume that almost everyone coming up to you right now is an undercover cop.
Well, I just don't know why the undercover guy pulled up to you and said, don't show my face. I don't know
But you know what's weird, though? He drove down this road, came in, and stopped and said, don't show me. And then said, I just hope you guys are safe. Just make sure you're safe. And he kept saying, oh, I just hope you're safe. It kind of seems like a threat to me. Like, he was trying to be like, oh, hey, watch out. You shouldn't be out here.
Are you scared, Joe?
Hell no.
In fact, I can tell you're all excited now, aren't you?
Oh, I'm always excited. I love doing this.
Well, listen, I know you guys have a great plan. You're just wonderful reporters. Let's go cover the other black sites, document those, and I know I kind of announced it, but I want you to be safe. It would probably have been better to send you in, but then that would really freak them out, so I kind of want them to know we're coming so they don't do the wrong thing and really hurt you guys.
There's definitely a target on us now.
tell me if you disagree or agree, because we have total transparency here. I went ahead and announced that you were going to go to the other black sites, because I think if you went there and they didn't know you were coming, it could really get nasty, because they're well known for being very brutal and statistically one of the most criminal police departments out there. So I think the fact that having sunshine on you going into Mordor is the best way to do it, instead of having you sneak up on them and surprise them.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on some intel from a local around here that has known of a few other spots. So once we get that, we're definitely going to go out there and document that and try to get that information out to you guys as soon as possible.
But do you agree? Because I want to hear your opinion on this. I mean, isn't it best just to announce what we're doing so they don't have the excuse to claim they didn't know we were coming and do something really bad?
I mean, it doesn't bother me either way. I mean, they can all come out here and like they did in Ferguson, to run out here in a line and try to act all hard. I don't care. I'm still going to stand here. That's what we do. We don't hide.
Well, and we're not against the police. We're against a secret center where people have died, where they train people for torture overseas. That is admitted. I mean, Rumsfeld was commanding this facility. I mean, who knows what's going on in there?
Well, the thing is, though, is if there's a place like this in Chicago, I wonder how many other cities across America have sites like this operating right now that no one's ever known about. you know, ever since we announced the story and we've been talking about it, people just been coming out of the woodwork, sending stuff to me saying, you know, my father was held at that place back in the 70s for a certain amount of time at different places like this.
I'll tell you what, if you can handle the cold, come back and finish that point you want to make, then get warmed up, and we'll talk to you in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast from one of these other black sites. We'll talk to locals as well, get their take.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Leonard Nimoy, Spock of Star Trek, is dead at 83, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, that's not really important news compared to all the incredible things that are happening, but I do want to spend a few minutes on it because we can tie it into something important. Then coming up, proposal, banning armor-piercing bullets for the public. That's how the mainstream media and the ATF are spinning it. If they can ban bullets that they say can kill cops, well, you can ban all bullets. The .223 higher-grain bullet is meant to go further. It is not designed to pierce armor, but I'm going to give you a newsflash. Most .223 up close will pierce armor because it's moving so fast. And it doesn't matter. You hit a blast plate, it sprays up pieces of the shards into your neck. There's shrapnel. It's a dangerous job being a cop. And this idea of, oh, let us ban the Bushmaster, or let us ban this ammo because it's going to kill cops. The .223's assault rifles, period, I'm talking 7.269, all of them. All, quote, semi-automatic rifles are used in 2% of the crimes last time I saw Justice Department numbers. But it doesn't matter. If thugs are using handguns in something like 70% of the crimes, if you look up the numbers, they vary each year, you don't ban handguns because criminals are using them. A criminal uses a handgun because they can hide them, they can sneak them in places, they can pull them out, they can put them back in their shirt. So what? All over the country, crime rates have gone down upwards of 25% or more within a year of concealed carry going into place because the good guys have handguns. The cops have handguns. We don't say take cops' handguns because criminals use them the majority of the time. So it's a red herring. But if they can ban the scary-looking M4, the Bushmaster, if they can ban the Stag Arms, if they can do that, they can get everybody's guns. And now the headline is out. Chicago crime rate drops as concealed carry applications surge like antibiotics going into an infected tooth. The bacteria are literally fleeing in fear. What publication is that out of? I knew I'd seen that a few weeks ago, but I want to go over those numbers. That's the Washington Times. August 24th. So I knew I'd seen that last year. So there you go. We don't need black sites and torture to stop the crime. We need guns in the hands of the people. We need our Bill of Rights and Constitution. We need prosperity. We don't need crony capitalism. We need free market. We don't need socialism and collectivism and Agenda 21. Mark Cuban says FCC net regs will spill over and take over television. He's talking about cable TV. Of course. The FCC's always been licking its degenerate chops to get after cable and things it didn't control. And now they've been announcing they want to regulate cable for years. I'm a media person. I follow this. So let me just give everybody a newsflash. Okay? Anybody in media at an executive level knows about this stuff. And that's why basically every executive out there is horrified. Because the FCC wants to tax and regulate and get its fangs and its claws and its snout into everything. Ron Paul says it's the end of the web as we know it if this goes through. Because it's just the FCC, speaking of fangs, it's toothless unless we let them go ahead with it. It's a board that did this. Congress could stand up and stop them. Like Obama just saying the ATF can ban your bullets. Really? I didn't see a law passed to do that. You see, it's all just lawless garbage, like Obama uses UN treaties as a thinly veiled excuse to do all this. Save the Internet, FCC net neutrality rules, worst example of government intervention ever. FCC votes in favor of rules aimed at enforcing net neutrality. Last time I checked, they still haven't released the 330-something pages, have they? No, they haven't
not yet
released it. I've had my crew looking all day. I'm going to say that again. They promised to release them right away, but why? Normally you'd release them beforehand. Now they won't do it afterwards because it's so horrible. Just wait. I'm going to get into that. Coming up, Reuters. Emergency responders investigate possible Virginia Ebola case. You heard that right. I'm going to break down what's going on there. Here's one of the articles I mentioned earlier. Bad Lieutenant, American police brutality explored and exported from Chicago to Guantanamo. Chicago Detective Richard Zuli arrived at Guantanamo Bay late in 2002. And that's just somebody sent there. Others were sent to Afghanistan and Iraq. That's what's going on, is training for this behavior at that giant secret substation. That's some of the news we've got coming up. Why your smartphone records everything you say to it. Oh! Since InfoWars last year showed the Samsung and other television set rules, contract rules, when you buy it, you think you just buy a TV and plug it in. No, now it says see terms and conditions. Everything you say is being recorded, video and audio, and being sent back to, quote, third parties. And Samsung went further and said, watch what you say. Well, guess what? Why your smartphone records everything you say to it. This is the London Telegraph, ladies and gentlemen, not Alex Jones, but the London Telegraph happened to go read the smartphone terms and conditions of Droids and Apples, of Samsung's, of Google's phone, and it tells you everything you say to the phone is recorded and sent back to, quote, executives. Oh, that's such a free society. If you use your voice recognition system like Apple Siri, Google's Now, or Microsoft's Cortana, I don't know how you say that, there is a good chance that the company has
Cortana.
There's a good chance the company has been recording your commands and you've agreed to it via the terms and conditions. Boom! And the cops are worried about their faces being shown. Give me a break. The globalists set this up as a total military takeover operation. When they roll out the robots and the droids and the smart apps and the smart meters, everything is a scientific takeover, okay? I mean, the globalists say that. They say when they launch their technological takeover very soon, 2025 is the number most of them say, you won't know, I won't know, we won't know what hit us. Everything coming out now in the last 5 years worldwide has kill boxes, tracker boxes, taxing systems, tracking, total control. And I would tell you this 20 years ago because they were already beta testing it. Now it's in everything. Your washer, your dryer, the smart meters dialing in like a literal imperial probe droid. But it doesn't look like the probe droid all scary. It's just a little box on the side of your house. It's scanning everything. You think Google cars are bad? You think Google cars are bad? When they got caught nationwide driving around with those antennas, grabbing your passcodes, breaking into your computers. Oh, yeah. And did Google get in trouble? Google did not get in trouble. Because Google is a giant globalist front company founded by the Central Intelligence Agency and Intutel money on record. And I want to get the CIA guy Steele back on. I remember when he first exposed all that, he got threatened over it. That was like, how many years ago on my show? 15? So, just know what we're getting hit by. Might as well be aliens. It's so advanced, it's so evil, it's so well thought out, it's so over the top, but it's also so criminal and so un-American and so anti-human, we shouldn't have to live under this. We shouldn't have to go along with this. And yes, I get excited about this. All right, before I go to break, because I got to go to break and settle down and come back and give the number out and take calls and cover a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet. I didn't plug any last hour, and that's how we fund ourselves, but that doesn't matter. What you need to know is that I said that we were going to have super male vitality and super female vitality, 20% off, and the special goes for about another day and a half. We may have to end it tonight. It looks like at current rates, super male vitality at current sales rates will sell out within about 8 hours. We're selling the most as we ever have as word spreads of how good it works. It's just a whole bunch of known concentrated herbs and other fruit extracts and things that just supercharge your glands. And I'm not going to sit here and make claims. Buy a bottle. You're supporting the broadcast. It's 20% off right now. It is the best we could come up with, the strongest, the most expensive ingredients at a low price compared to major competitors. About half of what major competitors sell something similar that isn't even, it's from dry herbs, not wet herbs. See, ours are wet. Very expensive, very hard to do. It's virgin, basically. It's the first press. It's organic. It's never heated. That's why you want to, I mean, it's like fresh garlic's a lot stronger than cooked garlic. I mean, this stuff is not, there's not garlic in it, but I'm saying it's an example. It hasn't been cooked. It hasn't been pasteurized, and it's concentrated. And quite frankly, found like wine, it gets stronger with time. So I had some bottles we saved back from a few years ago when it came out, and they're even better now. It has a vintage. We're trying to figure out how to market that fact that we've discovered. Well, Group always knew it, but, I mean, this stuff's got a vintage to it. Super Male Vitality will sell out today. Here's the big news, and I'm just going to tell you, I take Super Female Vitality. And it has more of a aphrodisiac angle to it. It has two things in it that the male one doesn't have, and not because it's feminine in design. It hits men and women the same way. It's just the male one is a little bit more for working out. The woman version does that too, but it has more of the aphrodisiac. It has more of the, well, you know what. I'm not going to even say the name of it. It's got a colloquial name, something goat weed, and then something else. The point is that we're going to have super female vitality left. We've got a little bit of that that should be able to run through into early next week. But the super male will run out. We'll continue to offer 20% off on the super female vitality when it sells out. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com to secure yours, or 888-253-3139. And I appreciate everybody buying the InfoWarsHealth.com products. You make everything we do possible. God bless you.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we the Patriots hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. We're live. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dragon Ball Z mixed in with Star Wars. Episode 4, I don't think you can beat that.
to the plans they sent you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
I have traced the rebel spies to her. Now she is my only link to finding their secret base.
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
Leave that to me.
Leave that to me. And of course, Darth Vader secretly disappearing people. America secretly disappearing people. And then you get the Homeland Security training manuals. They're not worried about radical Islamicists. It's all about the guy with a John Deere hat that isn't going to let the government take over his land. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've shot video. But it's in mainstream news. The military is training to take on rural communities when they take their land under all these new regulations. And why do you think the military is so awake right now? Because for at least 6-7 years, they've been openly training for gun confiscation. And they're just sitting there. I mean, I'm talking pretty high-level commanders are telling them when they actually give the order to really do this, we're not doing this. There were a bunch of people in Katrina, by the way, that refused. I was always criticizing the military. I guess believing ABC News and NBC showing the gun confiscation. The truth was that most of the military, we later learned from Oath Keepers, by name, the units said no. And then a bunch of them got in trouble. But all that was kept quiet, see. They wanted to show, there's the military out confiscating the guns. But they had to show the police chief saying, all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to have arms. When in truth, the police refused to confiscate guns. And then FEMA cut their radios and cut down their tower. This came out on CBS News, so that they could then say, oh, the cops just walked off the job. And at first I bought into it. I've gotten more sophisticated. I was like, those lazy, corrupt police in New Orleans, where they are famously corrupt there. But the truth was, most of them weren't robbing. Most of them were trying to help people. They went and showed some of the cops, you know, in Walmart and stuff, taking stuff, where they'd been basically told by Walmart, get what you need. And I'm not even saying it was good they were in there getting it. They were obviously didn't need PlayStations, but, you know, if you need food and water, go get it. It was obviously wrong. It was disgusting. It was big, fat, lazy cops that were doing it. But at the same time, it was projected onto all the police as a psyop so the feds can play the good cop and come in and say, see, everybody hates you, when their controlled media was projecting that image. It's sophisticated, folks. Now, some of this stuff is not sophisticated. It's just designed to ridicule. This is out of the Washington Post. There's already a conspiracy theory brewing over net neutrality. That's the Washington Post. And I, during the break, Mikhail Phelan walked up one of the writers and said, can you believe this? Look at this, boss. And these were his words. We won't give you the secret 300-plus page FCC document, even though we promised we would. And so it's a conspiracy that you want to see it. It's weird to want to see what you promised you'd release earlier, then you said you wouldn't, then the FCC chairman, appointed by Obama, wouldn't testify to Congress. And now he won't release it, even though he said he would. Well, all we know is the FCC has declared regulatory power outside of Congress over the Internet and over all telecommunications, including cable. Did you just hear what I said? And Mark Cuban's out warning people about it. They'll probably indict him again for being a loose cannon. And I told the stories of my dealings with Mark Cuban, folks. He was going to produce a film. He was going to distribute a film I was producing. And the White House called him up and said, we're going to put you in jail. And then they sent him emails. And then a year later, it was in the New York Times. After I told you that happened. Go ask Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban's a great guy. And he's warning you this is a giant screw job. So, I just don't know what to say anymore. I mean, look at this. Oh, Chicago.
If the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down, going down, going down to Chicago. Heck, let's come in with this if we can. When we come back, I'm going to get into the article. There's already a conspiracy theory brewing over net neutrality. Oh, really? And even the liberal Vox site says the net neutrality rules might not be available for weeks. That's ridiculous. What's ridiculous is what is, are they
the
doing
march.
Taking over the
Empire's
web?
Empire's on the run. Alex
Destroy
Jones
it to save
and the
it?
GCN Radio
Our reporters
Network.
Are at the black site. They're coming up and your calls.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO estrogen mimickers and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom of the Internet, going down. Second Amendment, going down. National sovereignty in our borders, going down. Rule of law, checks and balances, going down. Cost of living, going up. New world order expanding in our face. World government rising. Freedom under attack. Forced inoculation. Medical rights going down. And down in Chicago, we've discovered multiple secret black sites. That is, the London Guardian and others have. Our reporters are there. And if it keeps on raining, the Republic is going to break. Think about that. How much more will we be, as a people, put up with? I don't know. That's a question that we're all going to have to ask ourselves, because believe me, the reason they're doing this
is because they're going to take the pension funds and they're going to economically bankrupt the people to control us. That's the model. And when the levee breaks, you have no place to stay. You live in Venezuela. You live in Cuba. You live in communist China. You'll live as a slave. Going down. Going down now. All right. And I mean, it's now just in mainstream news. Oh, yeah. Your Siri app is recording you and listening to you and saving all your commands and sending it back. I've been sitting there before when my friends are making jokes, saying outrageous stuff to Siri, and I go, I just hope you know all that's being recorded. They're like, oh, yeah, right. That's Alex a little crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy, all right. I wonder, though, what does it mean for this show now that almost everything we talk about is now admitted? I don't know. Rand Paul at CPAC says not one penny more to these haters of America talking about these radical Islamic states. Senate drops objections to Obama amnesty, clears clean homeland bill. So Homeland Security spying on everybody illegally is now saying, yes, we agree with the amnesty. It's very safe. Absolutely amazing. IRS watchdog reveals Lois Lerner missing emails now subject to criminal probe. The emails are saved on a backup database. It's all bald-faced lies that a five-year-old could figure out. John Boehner seeks extension leverage with Homeland Security funding bill. That's just some of the news up on the Washington Times. Up on Infowars.com, we've got a whole bunch of important news. Obama thanks Americans. I'm having trouble talking today because I've never had a root canal in my life, hardly ever had any fillings. Had a few developmental pits in my wisdom teeth that I kept that had to be filled. They kind of came in with holes in the sides. But I have been clenching my teeth under stress for years. And my dad, who's a dentist, warned me. He said, you need to start wearing this splint in your teeth at night. You're going to grind your teeth off or clench them. I don't really grind. I clench. And I guess I hit the carrying capacity of my teeth. They're now starting to just crunch in. And so he saved this tooth that was split. I had waited months. So when he drilled the top of the tooth off, it stunk, and it was all rotten and dead. And he said, I can't believe you're walking around with this. This must have been incredibly painful. It was only painful if I chewed on it. And he was able to hollow it out and fix it with a root canal. But that was 2 days ago, and I guess my jaw cranked open for an hour and a half. It's all swollen, and I'm just having trouble speaking, and my tongue is flopping around in my mouth. I fell asleep while he was doing it. I wasn't on gas or anything. He says, you never see anybody fall asleep during a root canal. That's what I do under stress. I just fall asleep. If I'm getting a really hard massage or, you know, getting Rolf or something, I always just pass out. A lot of people do that. But I passed out during it. And then my tongue flopped over, and his drill went in my tongue in the back. So not a happy camper, but I missed some time last week with family issues, so I'm here. And I intend to be here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live as well. But if I do sound a little more lispy, and if I have trouble pronunciating words, it is because I have a fat tongue, basically, and a fat jaw. Side issue, just wanted you to know why I sound a little bit different. I'm not drinking vodka or something. It sounds a little bit like I'm drunk. I heard the show yesterday, and it just sounds kind of like a slurred speech. And it's because I do have slurred speech right now because of my mouth. You can even see it on camera. And my jaw is a little bit swollen back there. Root canals are a bummer, man. Now, I'm not on antibiotics because I hate to take them. He said I should take them. Because I had, like, he says, the longest roots he's probably ever seen because my jaw is so thick. And so he had to go, he didn't have burrs long enough. So he had to push, and one of the roots opened up on the end and can get infected. But I'm going to wait and see if it gets infected before I take antibiotics. I'm not really talking about myself here. It's more just an interesting story about antibiotics and medical care and the human body and stress. Because I feel really good. But I do have nightmares about the New World Order sometimes. And that's my mind working through the crisis, working through the problems, working through subconscious fears I have. I mean, I have dreams like where the government's got me and is torturing me or bad things are happening to my children, and I clench my teeth to the point of I have to wear a splint. He just made me a new one. I couldn't find the one he made me last year. And I'm just going to have to wear a splint now every night, or I'm going to crush my teeth off because I'm just having these dreams. I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. It's just a lot of people have this problem, I know. It's a side note. People ask how I deal with the stress. Well, I clench my teeth at night. In fact, I clench them so bad. Look at photos of me like 15 years ago. It's not even weight, these jowls. It's muscles. My muscles in the side of my jaw are three times. I went to another doctor as well. Three times the size they're supposed to be from clenching my teeth. Ah, absolutely painful. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Enough whining about that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into what I was just starting to mention, the denial that it's a conspiracy theory to even say that we would dare want to know what the FCC regulations are over the Internet. Again, for me, it's that the FCC, its past behaviors are what are important. I want to talk about those in a moment. Then I want to open the phones up. Also have a Star Trek report that we have posted at Infowars.com tying into the death of Leonard Nimoy at 83 from heart trouble. And when you go to the article, you can find the video, 9/11 Lessons from Star Trek, that is extremely powerful and basically breaks down how false flags, how divide and conquer really works. So that's up on Infowars.com, 9/11 Lessons from Star Trek. And, of course, Leonard Nimoy is in there. And, you know, this video has about 300,000 views. This version has 100,000 we linked to, but I saw a couple others with 100,000 or so as well. About 300,000 people have seen this. This deserves to be seen by about 50 million people because it shatters the entire paradigm. And I probably play this video once a year since it came out 6-7 years ago. A listener put it together. And it really deserves to be seen. So maybe we should tweet it out as 9/11 Lessons from Leonard Nimoy, because he's in the piece, and maybe that will create some interest, piggybacking on his sad demise, but to get some good out of it, get some 9/11 truth. So let's tweet that out with 9/11 Lessons from Leonard Nimoy video. Call it that. Tweet it out at Real Alex Jones, and I hope everybody else then helps us get this out to their friends and family. Because being an activist for truth, every mind we unlock, every person we teach about the globalist paradigm is one less person that's going to be caught up in this new world order system. And we can stop this globalist system together if we simply expose it and promote the alternative of liberty. And don't just mindlessly all fight with each other. What does George Soros want? George Soros wants the FCC to take over the Internet. He also says he wants to shut down talk radio and this show, basically. His organs do, Media Matters and others. So we know whatever this is the FCC is doing is bad, but I'm going to cover that in a moment. He wants to fund 30-something million to get us fighting with the police. Does that mean the police aren't doing some horrible things? No, but it's the same globalists that are pushing the training that did it. See, and that's what the Star Trek piece gets into, understanding how we're being played off against each other and not being chumps. Briefly, I've got some good news and some bad news about InfowarsLife.com, these groundbreaking, incredible, hardcore super supplements. Most supplement companies in the industry, and I'm not attacking them, it's just a fact, try to get the cheapest ingredients they can that still can do amazing things, because herbs and vitamins and things are amazing. And they put most of their money into celebrity endorsements and glitzy advertising and the rest of it. The average, you know, say $30 bottle of male, you know, boosting concoctions may have $2-3 a product in it if it's a high-end one, and they sell it for $50. You know, it's on sale, it's at $30, and then most of the money goes into marketing and profit. No, we don't mark stuff up 7 times. We mark it up 100%, which is a good markup, but it's how we fund our operation. If we could sell more of it, we lower prices, which is actually part of our plan. You'll notice the prices of InfoWars Live products have been steadily going down. As we expand the market, I intend to lower prices. I am a capitalist 110%, ladies and gentlemen. But these really are the very best products out there. That's why Super Male Vitality will be sold out today. But let me give you the good news. For some reason, women wanted something that said for women, which I get. We didn't just make the bottle pink, though, as a lot of companies do, and change the flavor. There is no flavoring, but the real taste of the herbs and concentrates. We simply added two things that, quite frankly, just supercharged the libido end of it. It's got all the same stuff that's in the Super Male. Quite frankly, it's just got more in it. And I guess as men designing this, that shows how our brains work, that we would put the aphrodisiac in the female version. I'm just being honest. I apologize. You know what? I was psychoanalyzing this just during the break earlier and realized that. I'm like, well, I'm asking Dr. Group. I'm like, well, what is the difference in the female? And he's like, I take the female. I think it's better. And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm going to start taking it, which I started doing. And then he just explained it has the libido end on it. The Super Male has some of that as well, but libido, you're going to have a better libido when you're supercharged overall, when your glands are producing properly. You're going to have more stamina. We didn't set out to make a libido product. We set out to make something that will get your body firing better, get you cleaned out, get you more energy in a healthy, good way. None of the crud stuff out there. None of the things that get results but have side effects, basically. That's why you've heard nothing but rave reviews. It will sell out today. It'll probably be 2 weeks. We're making more now. We finally got more of this particular herb. Ours is wet. It's not dried. We have to get fresh, and then it's cold pressed. It's not put through a boiling process. It's not homogenized. It's not, what's the thing they do with milk where they boil it? It's the same thing with supplements.
Pasteurization.
Yeah, pasteurization, that's the word. We don't do pasteurization, it's cold pressed. So we finally got more of this particular herb, one of the herbs in, that's fresh, and it's being prepared right now, and so we will have more of it in a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Might be 4 weeks. They're telling me 2 weeks, but it'll probably be 4 weeks. No more Super Male after today for about 4 weeks. 2 weeks, who knows. But Super Female is not as good a seller as Super Male. We have a mainly male audience. But I'm going to give you the big secret. I started taking the female the last few weeks, and it has an even better effect than the male. Now, it varies for different people. So, just like we told women, the male's good for you, too. We don't need to have a female version, but they wanted one. So we made the female version. It turns out it's better, and it works just as good for men, and it doesn't have estrogen in it. When you hear the word female, it's just a different formula because women wanted their own thing, and I get it. But it turns out, for me personally and Dr. Group and a lot of others, they like the Super Female better. So I'm just letting you know we'll have that for 4 or 5 days maybe, and then it'll be sold out. And then we're going to get more of it in maybe 6 weeks. Because, again, we're going to have to reformulate it because the Shilajit, which is just a detoxifier that isn't really needed, is so hard to get organic. We're removing it and adding two more things. I'm kind of announcing things that haven't been announced yet, but it will be a different formulation when it comes back in, just because we just can't get enough of it. And plus, we were like, well, why are we worried about organic Shilajit? We've got that already in the fluoride shield. We've got plenty of that, and I'm tired of, you know, having to go through this. And I said, what's just as good but supercharging, and so we added two more things. I'll have group in to talk about it, and I'm not going to belabor this anymore. The point is we have the Super Female when the Super Male sells out, and we'll keep it at 20% off. Most companies, when something's selling out real fast, they jack up the prices. We lower the prices. In fact, I'm going to throw the guys a curveball. When the Super Male sells out, I thought of this earlier but didn't tell them because I was busy. When it sells out, I want to lower the female by not 20%, but 30%. Even though it's going to sell out, I'm going to be obnoxious in free market behavior, super capitalist behavior, and I'm going to lower it 30% till it sells out. And then it'll be sold out for a while, which is even better in marketing because then nobody can get it. And it's all the truth. It really is high-quality organic cold press. It really does knock your socks off. It really does fund our operation. And it's just awesome to tell the truth and be honorable. And God just keeps blessing me. And I'm super obnoxious. I'm a crazy, freedom-loving, piratical Texan, ladies and gentlemen. And I say piratical in the jolly Long John Silver's way. I just hate tyrants. And I will be piratical against them using the weapons of truth every single day, because it takes a pirate to beat a pirate. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to win. I want to win. I want freedom. I want star bases. I want to build a future for humanity that's about humanity. Not, oh, humanity's ugly and bad, and the elite are going to kill us and merge with machines because we're crap. Only crud, only a you-know-what for brains would sit there and say that about humanity. Humanity is amazing! And they spend all day with the fluoride and the GMOs trying to suppress us. Again, London Telegraph, BBC, Reuters, this week. The crew was like, it isn't just the London Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph, that came out and admitted fluoride's brain-damaging people, lowering IQ, making them depressed, fat, and frying their thyroids. You didn't know it was in BBC and AP as well? I mean, devastating government studies, baby! Well, see, I'm the opposite of the New World Order. I don't want you on stuff that suppresses you. I want you on stuff that sends you to the next level. That's what it's all about! And I was always like this without Super Male Vitality, but I'll tell you what. Give me some right now. In fact, I need a glass of water so I can mix in my Secret 12, and I'm going to take my organic oil of oregano from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm just going to take it all, because I'm telling you, man, these vitamins and minerals and the iodine and all of it together is just, it's like I'm higher than a kite on life, because it's what I'm supposed to feel like. People used to fear Americans all over the world because Americans were just like me, crazed, loving freedom, ready to fight, ready to build, and I want that American spirit back. I want it rising.
Brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
There might still be time.
time, we want freedom.
We still have time, still
Nico Acosta was saying that his favorite plug one time, as I was ranting about longevity products, and I was talking about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I think, that doesn't have any fillers either. Our products don't have fillers. Almost everybody else does. I mean, it's just a fact. Why wouldn't you just put the product in there? It's just crazy. And I was going, this is high-quality products. There's no fillers. And I was like, there's no fillers. But it's really true. So I'm done plugging the products. I probably won't even plug next hour because I plugged twice this hour, and I apologize for that. I just get really excited about all this, and I've got just this flotilla of new InfoWarsLife.com products we've come out with in the last 3 years, and I'm so proud of, and I'm so proud it's so successful, and I'm so proud that it's helping us build this operation, and I'm so proud of you, and I want to thank you all. And I'm just blessed. I just love God. My whole life has been so good. There's been a lot of trials and tribulations, but all of it's made me stronger. And I just want to experience this journey with you. I want our children to grow up together, and their children to have a future that goes to the stars and beyond. And we can do this. I just want to win. I want humanity to succeed. And I'm so sick of people that don't like humanity. The John P. Holdrens and the Barack Obamas of the world who then sit around talking about how much they love humanity when I know for a fact in their own writings they disdain the general public. I get mad at the general public for letting the establishment, a bunch of pointy-head bureaucrats on MSNBC and the Washington Post, to go, Obamacare doesn't have death panels. Obamacare doesn't raise your prices. You get to keep your doctor. You don't listen to conspiracy theorists. And senators and congressmen and women and this show and the Drudge Report and World Net Daily and everybody else is like, here's the subsections of the bill for 2 years. Here's where they raise your taxes. Here's the penalties. Here's where the IRS will garnish your wages or take your tax refund. And they would go, they're just racists that say that and lie about our black president. And then the attorney general gets up there today and goes, I like Malcolm X. That's where we have to go in this country. What? Again, just like George Soros trying to start a war with the cops. These people want to start a civil war, man. And they're going to false flag and blame the Patriots. Any idiot can see that's their next move. And it makes me so angry. People say, man, why do you get so upset? It's just freedom. Well, it might be that I'm pretty much at the top of the pyramid when it comes to fighting these people. I'm kind of like not the head of the dog, but I mean, I'm kind of like an eyeball or maybe a tooth. I mean, I'm up at the front. I'm walking point here. And let me tell you, it ain't fun having these criminals and these jackals circling around. And so I want to beat them. I want to politically fight them. I want to get them out of the way. It's like walking down an alleyway when you're walking home from school and three bullies are there, 4 or 5 years older than you collectively. You know, they're all a couple years older than you, and they're about to beat the daylights out of you. You just go, you know what? I'm not running. And I'm not looking for this fight, but you want one? You know, I'm just going to pick up a brick and break it over your head. How's that sound politically, huh? You want to get mean with me? I'm going to slam your head up against the wall. I'm going to gouge your eyeballs out. You want to get in a fight? Huh? You New World Order people want to push it? You want to talk about Malcolm X stuff? Like you're trying to stir people up into a revolution? What is your major problem? You've been picking on the Iraqis and people. You've been picking on the Russians and picking on the Ukrainians and playing games so long. You think you can really start a fight with what's left of America? Even though America is brainwashed, brain damaged, toxified, and stunned, the stunned spirit of America that's still there will annihilate you, and you know it. So I get wound up because it's fight and flight, and there's nowhere to run. So I'm like a raccoon in the garage that somebody's about to kill, man. I don't have a choice. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight in the info war because they don't want me to. That's a more effective form of warfare. Well, you know what you're seeing? Organic, primitive resistance. And that's what can save us. The will.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key
compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption.